I guess the best first day in the U.S. was the third time. I was not alone. I came with family, so wife and two kids at the time. We got to Miami and we exited the plane. We started heading toward whatever the signs show for immigration and all that stuff. The boys at the beginning were a little excited, but we were tired and we didn't have too many problems getting our suitcases or anything. Knowing some rules in the U.S., I was preparing mom to avoid making the mistakes, knowing that some Americans don't like to be hugged or kissed at the first time as we do in Chile. And I said, if you do not understand what they're telling you, just smile. And she was practicing the nice to meet you, and smiling. I told her about all of our friends in Grand Coulee, and we never thought that there would be so many people waiting for us at the airport. It was incredible, and everybody made us feel so comfortable and so welcome. They have fixed the house, and they donated furniture, a quilt that we still have, and toys for the boys, and a dictionary. And regarding what I was warning everybody, especially your mom, about respecting the space Americans care so much for, your mom obviously forgot all about it, and she started hugging everybody. The positive thing is that I have told our friends that in Chile, that is the way we say hello to people, just to make them feel more comfortable. So they knew, and they love the hugs. We were very lucky to start our life in the United States in that little town.